Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
I got you, babe.
Yeah, so. Listen, no, if we wanted real gore, though, we would have brought in Kathy's son, Jace, this morning to go on our webcam. Do tell the story of the blood this weekend.
It's so terrible. So we were at his soccer game and on Saturday.
It began as a soccer game.
Yeah. Totally, 100%. And you know what? We were like, oh, this is an easy win. The other team didn't have any subs. So we're like, we're definitely going to beat this team. And the goalie had let 3 goals in. He was freaking out. He was so angry. At halftime, the kids kind of had a little huddle. The coaches talked to them like, come on, you guys got to straighten up. What are you doing out there? Right after halftime, they go out. Jace has got the ball. The kid from the other team comes by and sweeps his leg. The kid falls. Jace falls on top of him. The kid grabs his head and is like screaming. So I'm like, oh, man, the kids. I was looking at the other kid.
Yeah.
And I see Jace. He puts his hands on his mouth. Coach runs out. They check him. And then, you know, you don't want to sit on the side. I don't want to run out like a crazy mom.
Yeah. You're drinking.
Coach looks over and kind of waves like, come on.
Get over here.
Get over here. So we were like, oh, no. There was so much blood coming from his mouth. I mean, mouthfuls of blood that he was spitting out onto the field. So we kind of take him off the field. I put him in the chair that I had brought. He's sitting there. And I still don't know what's going on because I can't see anything. So I don't know if it's his teeth. I don't know if it's his lip, mouth, tongue, whatever it is. I have no idea what's going on. So and it was great at the field. There was no first aid kit or ice or anything. So that was lovely. Yeah. So I had an iced coffee. I grabbed an ice cube from the iced coffee, put it in his mouth. I said, hold this in here. And that, I guess, helped stop the blood.
Okay.
So then I was able to, after like washing his mouth out and his face, his hands, everything, there was blood everywhere.
Why didn't you perform a tracheotomy? As I would
immediately grab a pen.
So I look in his mouth and I almost pass out. His tongue was almost, not completely. I don't want to like overdo it, but it was pretty significant. His tongue was almost split in half.
Oh my God.
Like crosswise or lengthwise?
No, lengthwise and underneath. So
not across. You're talking snake split.
Yeah. So like, I don't even. How did that happen?
Because how would that even happen?
If it was his teeth, if he bit his tongue,
it would have been across.
Wouldn't it have gone the other way?
Yeah.
So I have no idea, and I just see it, and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, okay. And he's saying to me, I need to go to the hospital. I need to go to the hospital. I'm like, no, you're fine. You're fine. Relax. Before I saw what had actually happened. And then I see it and I'm like, okay. I'm like, do you want to go? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, let's go get it checked out.
So doesn't your instincts kick in and you go check if you have any appearances that night?
God. Well, I felt myself. I felt a little queasy. I'm like, oh, you can't do this. You can't pass out. Stop it.
You can't even take needles.
I mean, it was. So I didn't, thankfully. And he was okay. He actually had stopped crying before we even left the field. But we got in the car. We went to the hospital.
That's pretty miraculous.
Spent all day in the emergency room.
By the way, here's me handling that situation with my kid. So you're like, yeah, do you want to go? And that's like Rochelle would do that type of thing. Me. And I don't have any filter when it comes to this. I'm like, yeah, that looks pretty bad. That's nasty. We might have to take, you know, they might have to do some serious work on your tongue. I'd say the wrong thing.
Say goodbye to talking.
You may not be able to speak right for the rest of your life.
Might as well pick up some sign language brochures on the way over
there. I was very cautious with him. Obviously,
good.
I know my son and I know what he can take and what he can't. And I was very cautious with how I spoke to him. And I just kind of said, we're going to get checked out. He asked. He wanted to go. He knew something was wrong. So I said, okay, we'll go to the hospital. We'll get it checked out for you.
Did you at any point feel queasy like you were going to pass out?
I did. Yes. Yeah. Like when we were at the field and he was, because I kept saying, spit it out, the blood out.
So you could see what was going on.
Yeah. I mean, it was mouthfuls of blood.
A tongue, any sort of tongue cut like that, anything in the mouth tends to bleed like crazy.
Yeah.
So, so you get to the hospital. And what are they recommending at this point?
Well,
I mean, what do you do?
5 hours later, they recommended.
Do you stitch a tongue shut?
So what I was told at this hospital which I'm not going to name because I went there before. I didn't like it. And after this time, I'm like, why did we go back?
No
there?
Kidding.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't, that happened before. I didn't love them at all. Okay. So what they explained to me was that they don't typically stitch the tongue, that it, unless it is a clear split, yeah, like it would split all the way through.
Oh.
They don't really do it. They said they would have had to admit him, and it's an operating room surgery because there's so much blood. They have to make sure that they have blood on hand in case it's needed and all this kind of stuff. And after looking at, I mean, she didn't say, oh, we're not going to do it because it's too much. She looked at it and she said, this is going to heal. It looks bad. You think it's worse than it is. It's actually going to heal, and pretty quickly. And she was correct. I mean, as of today, the amount of how it reattached itself from Saturday was pretty amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, because my brother, when we were younger, he bit a hole through his tongue.
Oh, my
we were
God.
Playing football, and they did stitch it.
Well, yeah, if it went all the way through, that's what she said. If it would have gone through, but his didn't go all the way through, so I guess it
but I
was able
if
to
it was split in half.
It didn't go all the way through. The split went like part of the way through the tongue.
Okay,
but it did split like underneath. Yeah, there was
I see what you're saying. I thought it was like a snake or something like that.
That's what I was. Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
So, but you're saying it split, but it didn't split all the way through.
It didn't split it deep enough where you would see it in two pieces.
Exactly.
There you go. That would have been the issue.
Man, there are sensitive parts of your body.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And places that you don't want anything to happen to. Tongue is near the top of the list.
Yeah.
I mean, eating, drinking, speaking, all the things you have to, as often as you have to use it, you know, I mean, that's where it's just, oh my God.
It freaks me out, especially the thing that I can't stand, which is similar to that, and I do it all the time, was I will bite the inside of my mouth.
Oh my God.
And then I will replicate that same bite 5 times in a row.
Yeah, because it swells.
Yeah, and now I'm hyper aware of it, and while trying to avoid it, I'm like literally eating my own mouth. Yep. And wondering how the hell this is happening.
Casey's covering up his mouth as we speak.
he's actually putting food in it to protect from
I know he is.
Wait, so, Kath, how much was he able to communicate with you all weekend?
So he was okay. It swelled initially, and I would say probably Saturday night into Sunday, the swelling went down, and it never really came back. He was okay. It would bother him. It would hurt a little bit, but not terribly. He, in every situation like this, he always does better than I do. Like, I'm, you know, ready to fall over and pass out, and
he put you in a wheelchair.
Yeah, no, but he was okay.
Was he screaming, crying, though, when it first happened?
Oh, yeah, when it first happened,
and blood, screaming, crying, and blood coming out of your mouth.
Yes.
Shake it off.
Yeah, come on.
It's soccer.
We still got a quarter left to go.
And you know what? The other kid who hit his head, who I was initially looking at, because he was screaming, when he saw Jace, he kind of just froze and was like, kind of took his hands off his head and was like, okay, God. I guess it's not that bad.
So did Jace
kind of overreacted, didn't you, little pussy?
Did Jace's chin hit his head? Is that
what
happened?
You know what?
Probably.
It didn't even look that bad. Like, when it happened, we were like, oh, they fell to the ground. Like, okay, get back up. I mean, I had no idea that I was going to walk into this.
There's no way. By the way, why wasn't there any sort of medical kit or anything like that?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Like when honestly, you should not have to pull ice out of your frappuccino.
Out of my ice
That's
coffee.
That's just disgusting.
Like, there was no ice.
How
there
is this going to remain drinkably cool
if
I'm administering to battlefield wounds?
Yeah, that's a major oversight.
Yeah.
Right?
There needs to be first
Wait
aid.
A second. You're asking me to use my swizzle stick for a splint?
Right.
I mean, having coached at the Little League level, you're kind of woefully unprepared for those things. Kathy, I think the most important question is, do you know if the team won or...
You know what? All of the people at the hospital were asking us, well, did you win? Did you win? I don't even know.
You don't know if they rallied?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yes.
We were...
In honor of Chase, let's make sure...
We win.
Oh, my God. So, like...
That we crush these guys.
We won for the Jacer.
When I played Little League Baseball, there was a kid who got hit by a car right next to the field. And it was he lived. It's okay.
Okay.
He broke his leg, but he got hit by a car terribly bad.
And the other team was playing dirty.
Well, Steve, what's funny, you know, so I was, you know, born and raised Catholic. I was going to Catholic school, and our team was praying for this kid. His name was Dale. And in the middle of, like, our prayers, it just popped into my head. I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to win this game because we're praying for him. And God sees that we're praying for him.
Did
and
you win?
No, we lost, like, 20-1. You got smoked. I was thanks, God.
Because the night before, you touched yourself in a filthy way.
Yeah. It offset things a
little. If you think this makes up for what you were doing to yourself last night, you've got another day coming.
All right, so I had a feeling this would come, but we have some stories.
Some
callers on line, so let's go to Sabrina. Hi, Sabrina. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Sabrina. What's up?
Hey, so when I was 4 years old, I don't really have an explanation of why I did this. I was rollerblading around in my house. I had a pair of scissors in my mouth, and my mom was
Why did you have scissors in your mouth?
I still can't explain it.
She has no explanation. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
Okay.
But I did slip, and I fell, and I cut my tongue straight down the center.
Well, why didn't you have a shotgun shell in your ass?
Right? Seriously? What the hell?
I did. I had to go to the emergency room. I remember everything at 4 years old, spewing blood out on the kitchen sink. My mom's freaking out. My sisters had her Girl Scout troop there, so I probably traumatized some people.
So wait.
You put 9 stitches in my mouth.
So, Sabrina, when you had the 9... So, I keep always hearkening back to a Christmas story with the tongue wrapped up and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Did they do...
Oh, yeah.
Do they bandage it? Did they bandage it that way? Or what do they do?
They pretty much just held a cloth around my mouth and bandaged it to a way. Again, I don't remember everything.
Right.
I do remember...
I want to go back to the scissors in your mouth for a moment here. Hang on a second. Are we talking, like... Like little kid scissors, like you would use in kindergarten, or
no, they were like they weren't like meat scissors or like kitchen shears, but they were like standard scissors you would have to like cut
cut paper and so on.
Yeah,
wow.
All right, and about 25 years ago,
I don't know how this didn't go down your throat.
Yes,
and kill you. What did your face land on? What?
I land straight on my butt. So when my hands were in my
mouth, when the shotgun show went off.
That's when I boom, and that made her hands
launched her up, and then she landed on the scissors.
Yeah, right.
My
exactly.
guess is when you fell down, Sabrina, the scissors were split and cut across. Yep. Right. Okay.
They went straight down the center.
Oh,
wow! 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 9 stitches.
Please tell me to this day that your mother or your family members still give you a hard time about this.
Every time.
Okay.
Yep. Great Thanksgiving stories, it never dies down.
When your kids got fussy growing up, Preston, with your kids, would you occasionally put scissors in their mouths just to calm them down?
Why not? Yeah. Yes. Or it's like the Red Dragon. I would pull the penis and...
Yeah, exactly.
Cut it off.
I'll cut it off.
Oh, my God. Sabrina, that's insane. You were lucky to be alive. So did it affect your speech or anything like that?
No, I'm perfect. Actually, they still make fun of me and tell me that the doctors told them that I would be quiet, and I was not.
Oh my God.
I did not stop talking.
That's what they said, though, too, that sometimes stitches in the tongue can affect the speech.
Yes. Developmentally? I mean, with your as you move along, because you have that.
Or I guess just maybe sounding a little bit different. I mean, not in her case.
No, I'm perfectly fine. I have a scar.
Yodel for us.
Can you still yodel?
Wow. Thank you, Sabrina. That one's going to be tough to beat. I appreciate it. I think the musculature, I think it could change how you can, you know, how your tongue moves if you cut it bad enough. But
a life of porn ahead of you.
Man, oh, man. All right, let me go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good. What's up, Mike?
Hey, when I was young, now this is about 1967, maybe. I'm running down the steps. I tripped, and I bit my tongue. My tongue was dangling to my chin.
Oh, wow.
Stop it.
Blood was everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And my mom at this time, she was in the hospital. My grandmother was here. Taking care of us. My brother grabs me and says, "Look, you know, we got to go down and see Grandma. She's in the basement." And I'm holding my tongue and my mouth.
I'm in the basement.
They keep Grandma in the basement. Go ahead.
I loosened my straps.
Blood everywhere, and she didn't know what to do. Nobody was home. No cell phones or anything.
Okay.
And it was nothing but absolute panic.
Oh my God.
You know, and blood was everywhere.
So did Grandma get you to the hospital?
You know what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to let Grandma out of the basement. I'm coming out!
She only went to the top step. And then, but my dad was coaching baseball, so he had to get my dad and then they take me. But they did tell me, my father told me that when they put me down to start start work and numb my mouth and all. It took four men to hold me down.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
so what is the nerve and vein and artery situation going on in the
Mike.
Tongue?
I don't know. When Marissa got her tongue pierced, what was that like?
Hang on a second.
I'm not well versed in.
Well, they can pierce your tongue.
Yeah,
so,
right. That goes all the way. Through.
And then Enigma, is that the tattooed guy who had his tongue split?
Some people have their tongue split. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, the tongue piercing thing was really nothing. They just kind of like clamped it, just like you would get your ear pierced, but it just is a lot more.
But your tongue is very malleable, and so there's a lot of obviously musculature. That to me would probably warrant a little bit of knowing what you're doing.
It like swelled up immediately, but like that was it after. I can't say the word, but I was like. My mom's gonna freak out because it was Easter weekend when I got it done.
In honor of Jesus.
Wow.
It was funny that guy said that his mom was in the hospital because when my brother bit the hole in his tongue, my mom was in the hospital. She had just had like major back surgery. And we were going to visit her, like, maybe later that day or the next day. And they were saying, my dad was like, don't say anything about your brother's tongue. You know, don't say anything. And the first thing I said, Davey almost bit his tongue off. And they're like, we told you for an entire day.
That's why you should always keep a grandma in the basement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Always just in case you
keep
need
one chained in the basement. You never know when you need them.
Let me go to David has an interesting story. Hi, David. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's the word?
We don't do that anymore.
Are you sure?
Do it.
No.
Bring it back.
We just did one.
All right, David, what's up?
In honor of Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you. This weekend, we went to my family, my 2.5-year-old, 2-month-old, my wife and I go to a party at a lake house in Millville, New Jersey. And as soon as we get there, we open the car door, and there's, you know, four or five bees flying around. So we lather the kids up in bug spray. We walk over to the party, and my mother-in-law sees us, starts walking over, and she has a paper plate in one hand and a sandwich and Italian hoagie in the other. And I watch as she takes the sandwich and goes to take a bite, and a bee flies directly into her mouth and stings her tongue.
Oh, my God.
Bees!
She says, I got stung by a bee, got stung by a bee on my tongue, and she sticks her tongue out. And sure enough, the stinger is still
So the bee has this little venom sac that will actually
keep pumping.
When it's pulled out of the bee's body, will stay and continue to pump that venom into whatever part of your body.
She had an immediate reaction.
Oh, immediate! And she said, there's 100 people there, and somebody says, "Well, you have to get that sac or that stinger out." So her husband sticks his hand into her mouth
and pulls
the thing directly, pulls the thing out. All of this is happening as I am holding my 2.5-year-old, who is like shocked. He doesn't know what's going on. He just sees his gram freaking out, and he's not happy. But
honestly, okay. Yeah, with those, again, another case where it's better to keep your grandparents in the basement.
Dave, did you have to go to the hospital?
She did. She went to urgent care, and they gave her something. But, her tongue was swollen pretty much right away. And
that can stop your breathing if it gets too swollen.
I would have to imagine especially if you get something introduced into your tongue, it's going to enter your bloodstream pretty quickly.
Yeah, she said it felt like she had Novocaine and her tongue was going numb.
Wow. I'm telling you, well, that's pretty messed up. Thanks, man. Not that long ago, earlier this season, I got stung by a wasp. Had not been stung by a bee, a wasp, or anything in ages. Dear God, that hurt.
Yeah. Really?
Dear God, it got me on my shoulder. Oh, my God. Yeah, at first I was like, damn it. And I'm like, ow. It just started. That in your mouth, I can't even imagine how painful that would be.
No, I don't want to.
Let's see. Let me go to... Man, we have a lot of stories here. I will go next to Alicia. Hi, Alicia. You're on the air. Good morning.
Sorry to bother you guys at work.
Nah, we're good. What's up, Alicia?
So, I'm a registered nurse, and
when my son was 18 months old, he's 11 now, we had just bought a brand new TV stand and it was glass. And he's running around, zipping around the house, and I kept telling him to stop, like, slow down, not run. He's going to run into something. He smacked head first into this glass TV stand. And so he's screaming, crying. I run over. I pick him up. I get him comforted enough, you know, to be able to look at what's going on. I'm expecting to see this huge goose egg on his forehead.
Yep.
Oh, no, no. He's bleeding everywhere. I can see straight to his skull.
You can see straight to his skull?
Yes, I can see his
skull. Oh, we've moved beyond the tongue now.
Yes, we're now in skull territory.
Okay.
Okay.
So I, like, grab what I can and talk about putting your test, your skills to the test of being a mother and a nurse, and I, like, I was freaking out.
I'm sure.
I'm supposed to do that. I'm a nurse, but he's my kid. And
yeah, you kind of owe him the time, I guess. You know, to close that gaping wound in his skull. Hey, he's my kid. You understand.
And I'm just like, we're going to the ER right now. Meet me there. He's like, what happened? I'm like, oh, our son has a gash in his head that I can see his skull. He's like,
oh, man.
And he just hangs up the phone. He's like, I'll be there.
Wow. Well, that's not a tongue injury. No. It's still pretty formidable.
Yeah.
He ended up with like 9 stitches. He's got this massive scar to this day. It's right between his eyes.
Nasty. All right. Thank you, Alicia.
Was she flying a plane?
I think she was.
Well, that's cool.
I split my head open when I was a kid, too. But
those are cool stories, too.
Yeah, those are good stories.
Those aren't tongue stories.
No, this is more specifically.
We hate to be elitist.
Diving into Kathy and the whole tongue thing. But no, I can't. I'm wondering, how was he as far as speaking goes, like later that day?
Yeah, later that day, he was even okay. Once the swelling went down, it wasn't, it really was not that bad.
Okay.
So, all in all, it ended up being, you know.
Did they wrap it in gauze or anything?
No, nothing.
Wow. Did they put a cast on it?
Because by the time we sat.
Can I sign your tongue?
They gave him a boot, Steve.
Here's a little cart for your tongue to be on when you walk around.
I mean, listen, the hospital is out. I wouldn't have doubted it. They were like, here, put this boot on his foot. No.
You're lucky. Our number one witch doctor's in town.
Once the bleeding stopped, like, he was able to handle it. He kept saying it felt weird. He could feel that there was something wrong. But no, I mean, talking, even, you know, he couldn't have anything spicy. You know, we gave some smoothies and things like that. But
let's get some wings.
Yeah, let's get some wings. Let's get some homicide wings.
Wash it down with some fresh lemonade.
And some poppers. Piping hot coffee. Yeah.
Well, no, but anything, like, even juices and stuff, they told us to stay
away
from.
Yeah, sure, the citrus. Yeah,
they asked you to stay away from juices.
Wow.
But he was, no, I mean, and he was really good about it. I was probably worse than he was.
Where was Dennis in all this?
He was there. He was at the game. Well? Yeah. We were in two separate cars.
He was coaching the other team.
He was
sweep
like,
I'm going to stay
and watch this.
Wow, man. Well, that puts a damper in the weekend, no question.
Yeah, you know what? And I felt so bad. I was supposed to go out on Saturday night, and I didn't because
Kathy was
so going to
surprise me and show up at the Saint gig.
That's exactly the lie I would say.
Right.
At Brittingham's.
Like,
I was going to come, but I had a thing.
She texted me and told me about it.
I would like to see photographs of Jace's tongue to see if there was any damage whatsoever.
If there was anything that happened. No.
This is an incredibly meticulously concocted story.
No, you know, I just.
You notice it's a hospital she won't name.
Yeah. Never actually happened.
Yeah, it never actually happened.
No, he was fine, but, like, I just felt so bad leaving him.
No, I totally understand. I get it.
Yeah.
That's a traumatic, that's a story for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that time when I bit my tongue, Mom?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
or you could see my skull.
Yeah, right.
Remember
exactly.
That?
Isn't there supposed to be flesh on your skull?
Wow. Okay, well, hopefully he's doing better.
Yeah,
that's
he's
crazy
fine.
That he's bounced back like that.
Yep.
I didn't realize tongues heal so quickly.
I did not know that either.
Or maybe he's a mutant. Maybe
yeah, he might
superpower.
Be
Wolverine.
Super tongue.
Well,
yeah.
And if you talk to him, he does have superpowers. Okay. So maybe that is it.
Called the healing factor.
Yeah.
Jace has.
That's right.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.